Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're going to build something from nothing, you've got to know what really works. I took a $1,000 loan and built a $5 billion business. And now I make smart investments in new businesses on Shark Tank. I'm Barbara Corcoran. Now I'm sharing my secrets on my podcast called Business Unusual. You might think that looking at someone's resume and asking them a lot of questions are the key to finding the right person for a position. You're dead wrong. Follow Business Unusual on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: married and celibate. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past 23 years, I've been married to the nicest guy in the world, and I have always tried to be the perfect wife and mother. In the beginning of our marriage, our sex life was perfect, but over the past 7 years, things have drastically changed. In 2018, we had sex maybe 8 times in the whole year. I counted them. I don't think he's cheating because all he does is go to work and come home. If he goes out, we go out as a family. I just don't think that he is that he's interested in sex at all. He is completely complacent, and I've stopped initiating sex because I get tired of him telling me to move all the time. Move! He comes to bed. Yes. He comes to bed to watch TV, and that's how he falls asleep each night. When I told him that I need sex regularly, he told me that sex should not be everything in a marriage. That shocked me and hurt me to the core because I'm only 45 years old and sex is everything to me. It made me feel inadequate and as if he's tired of me. How does he expect to just stop having sex with his wife and it will be okay? And nothing has changed with me physically. With me, I am the same size I was when we got married, and I have aged well. I confided in my older sisters about my embarrassing little secret because I needed to know if this is normal behavior in a marriage. They told me that it's not normal, and they think my husband is lame and needs to step up as a man. On the outside, our marriage looks so perfect, but on the inside, I'm constantly craving intimacy and sneaking around to have special times by myself to fulfill my needs. I can't live the rest of my life in a sexless marriage. How can I get my husband to see that this is a problem and we need help? Please advise. Well, you're right. This is a problem. This is an epic problem. You cannot live the rest of your life in a sexless marriage, and you shouldn't be expected to. I mean, you've been married to this man for 23 years. You said in the beginning the sex life was perfect, but over the past 7 years, it hasn't been. You can count them on your both hands how many times you've had it. That's a long time to go, without sex on the regular. I'm not a man. Obviously, I don't know exactly what's going on in your husband's head, but usually sex is the thing that healthy, red-blooded American men think about the most. I mean, that's what I've heard. Guys?
Yes.
Guys? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And although you didn't...
Think about it now.
This letter made you think about it. Although you didn't say it, wifey, but I'm going to say it. I say your husband may have ED. I mean, he just might have that, erectile dysfunction, and he probably needs to see a doctor. I mean, I think you need to look into that immediately. I'm definitely glad to hear that you haven't changed physically. You said that in the letter. And please, do not blame yourself. You guys are both in the marriage. This is an us problem. This is a we problem. You need to go to a doctor and find out what's the problem. You need to... I know. I said we. I know. anyway, that's what I think. Steve?
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. 23 years, you've been married, nice guy.
tried to be the perfect wife. Yeah, the marriage, sex life, perfect. But the past 7 years, things has happened drastically. In 2018, we had sex maybe 8 times a whole year. That ain't good when they know the number, fellas. That is not good when she know the number. 8 times last year. Oh, we had more sex than that. No, we didn't. 8 damn times.
We know he did.
She don't think he's cheating because he work all the time and he comes straight home. I don't think that he's interested in sex at all. He is completely complacent. And I've stopped initiating sex because I get tired of mood telling me to move all the time. Well,
that's crazy, Steve.
Could be another problem. I think he got ED. Mm-hmm. That's what I think he got. Yeah. And I think it's messing old boy up. And so he comes to bed, watch TV, and that's how he falls asleep. When I told him I need sex regularly, he told me that sex should not be everything in a marriage. Well, where do it fit with you, dog?
Yeah.
If sex ain't everything in a marriage, where should it be? Y'all just want a piano in a sandbox? Mm. What y'all want? Sled and a seesaw and a drum set? Make up your mind, partner. Let me go back over this, y'all. The past 7 years, sex was good, but some stuff happened in 2018. Mm-mm. We had sex maybe 8 times the whole year. Like I said, once they know a number, you in trouble. She says she don't think he's interested in sex at all. He's completely complacent. And I've started initiating sex where I get, move. Girl, go on.
That's
terrible. Girl, go on. What you doing? Nuh-uh. Yeah. Not now. Stop touching me.
Goodness. Oh, yeah, that's a tough
one. Damn, you worrisome.
Well, when you hear that, when you hear worse.
Or gone now.
When I told him that I need sex regularly, yes. He told me that sex should not be everything in a marriage. That's a hell of a statement. Mm. That shocked me. It shocked me too, ma'am. I'm reading the letter and damn it, I'm shocked. Sex should not be everything in a marriage. Well, what is in there for then? I need all of mine in there. I know that. Shocked me and it hurt me to the core because I'm only 45 and sex is everything to me. Mm. Makes me feel inadequate and as if he's tired of me. I think that might be it though. I think that's got a lot to do with it. I think after 7 years, people get a little comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have the 7-year itch. It's a syndrome that happens to people at the 7-year mark. They start wanting to scratch that itch.
Is he cheating, do you think? She says she doesn't think he is.
She's both of them married, but they only had sex 8 times in 2018.
Last year, yeah.
She wants him to do more now.
Well, yeah.
This is a new year.
Yeah. Steve, she says she doesn't think he's cheating. Do you think he's cheating?
She said
all he does is go to work and come home, and if they do go out, they go out as a family.
I don't think he's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have ED.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Or I think he's tired of her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then she says, how does he expect it to just be okay to stop having sex with his wife and it be okay? Nothing has changed with me physically. Mm-hmm. I'm the same as I was, same size I was when we got married. Ain't nobody the same size they was when they got married.
Sorry.
Nobody.
Steve.
Huh?
She said it. She's the same size.
She lied, Shirley.
Sure.
Why she gotta be lying?
23 years.
She's telling the truth about everything else, but just that she's lying.
She ain't gained no weight.
She said she's the same size.
Shirley, everybody look in that mirror and think they the same. Everybody.
I'm still the same size I was in high school, plus 20.
But everything else, she's telling the truth, but just this one line, she's lying.
Well, she's lying a couple of times in the letter.
Where else?
They told me that it's not normal. And they think my husband is lame. I confided in my older sisters about my embarrassing little secret because I needed to know if this was normal behavior in a marriage. They told me that it's not normal, and they think my husband is lame and needs to step up as a man. On the outside, our marriage looks so perfect, but on the inside, I'm constantly craving intimacy, sneaking around to have special times by myself to fulfill my needs.
Yeah.
So she going somewhere by herself to fulfill her needs. Mm-hmm. And once you tell it to that, to him, he'll crack open.
Oh,
but
really?
Right now, that's what it is.
Okay, I'm still stuck on I'm the same size as I was when we got married and I have aged well.
We need to bring in some evidence. What evidence can she provide?
We're not blaming this on her.
Well. Yeah, like a picture.
Yeah, a picture.
Yeah.
She could send a picture.
A dress in here. We can
although,
see the size.
Although I'm taking her at her word.
You got to lay some evidence in front of me.
Your shoe.
The evidence is in the letter. Everything else you believe that she said in the letter. And just this one line, I'm the same size I was when we got married, and I have aged well. What?
You want some evidence? You want some evidence, huh? You want to see something?
Sisters age well. We age well.
Yeah, let's see a before and crack. After now.
Yeah. Like, let's see your shoe from, like, 2016 and your shoe from 2019.
We are not blaming this on her.
If your shooting, your foot didn't got wider.
In 3 years?
If your foot didn't got wider, that's more weight.
You're tripping. What is she going to do about her husband that's not interested in having sex with her anymore? And his ED. That's the problem.
I think it's ED.
Yeah, I do too. I said that as well. We're all in agreement on that. I think so too. So when that happens, Steve, why won't he go to the doctor?
I don't know him.
I mean, and get some pills, right?
We working on it.
Because you guys are men. You guys are men.
Yeah, sure. But these three men is working.
Okay, but what about your fellow man?
Well, I ain't never asked my homeboy, dog. I can't pay that conversation up.
God.
Men don't have that conversation.
We don't have that.
You all don't, what?
No.
No.
But I'm supposed to do, hey, Junior, I'm dysfunctioning.
What, Tommy?
What?
You ain't
what sound like?
Okay.
When it starts.
We don't have these conversations.
Oh, you all are so infantile and juvenile.
They are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but what advice would you give someone, though? That's the issue. Another man. What would you say to him if you suspect he has ED? I mean, would you tell him to go to the doctor and get some pills or what?
What's up, dog?
How you say it?
Huh?
Ain't nothing up.
Okay, so y'all had this kind of conversation where y'all boys and you be like, yo, man, my old lady tripping. You know, she been wanting to get busy all the time. I ain't got the strength or the energy. Y'all don't have them kind of conversations.
Man, do you know the jokes that's about to fire off in this car as soon as you say that? Man, what?
You ain't ready for that one.
Because the macho, your ego, won't let you admit that. It just won't let you admit that to another man.
But if I find out somebody going down there, bring me a couple of them pills back, dog. Just let your boy hold some of them. If you're going down there, to the doctor.
To the doctor?
Yeah. I want a couple
you
of them.
You want what, dog?
If you're going down there, tell him to send you two of them yellow pills and give me them.
How you know? What are yellow pills? How do you know what color they are?
Oh, hey, you know what? I ain't got nothing to do with this damn letter, man. Go on.
Man, you knew what color it was?
Yeah. That's what I said. I know what color it is.
Damn, you more rare than a great white shark.
What? Color.
So okay, so we have something here. She needs to tell her husband to go to the doctor and get some yellow pills, according to Tommy.
10 milligrams. You want the 10 milligrams.
What? You know the milligram? You know the strength of the prescription?
10 milligrams.
10 milligrams.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, you can't ask fellas to help you with situations like these, Shirley, because we had you
doing
crazy
stuff. Apparently,
you
can ask Tommy.
Yeah, I've just learned something on this show. I definitely have.
Like, right before you get started, dog, take your jumper cables and hook them to your backside and see if you can't jolt yourself back in.
Go to the doctor.
I'm going to mash on the gas. Why you?
Yellow. Try it now. Yellow pills, 10 milligrams. All right, look, we got to get out of here.
Give it 2 hours. Drink a lot of water. I'm sorry.
All right, guys, you heard it here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're here for you, okay? Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dr. Oz. I love getting to talk with you on my show every single day. But when the cameras stop rolling, the conversation isn't over. So I decided to start a podcast in order to dive deeper into the issues and ideas that I love sharing with you. It's Health Unfiltered. My wife Lisa will be joining me, and together we're taking wellness to the next level and having a little fun along the way. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.